Good morning, 810 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 91 today. Woo! All right, so it's that time of year, I guess. Joining us by phone, we have Santa Rosa County Sheriff Chief Deputy Shane Tucker. Chief, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So we have anything happen over the weekend, over the last day or two? I think you might have had a stabbing, is that right?
We had a few incidents that are probably worth mentioning. We did have a stabbing Wednesday afternoon. Our deputies responded to a disturbance in the Gulf Breeze District. When they got on scene and started talking to folks, they found a male subject that had a stab wound to his upper chest area. He alleged he'd been stabbed by his roommate. A witness corroborated that statement, so the suspect was hunted down. He fled the area, but a short time later he was located and arrested. Certainly not the kind of end we want to see to an argument, but fortunately it does not appear that the injuries were life-threatening.
Well, that's good. Did we find out a cause? Was it just roommate stuff? Any reason given?
I don't know if they did determine an impetus to the argument. Whatever it was, we can assume that it was not an acceptable response to stab his roommate, but I don't think we know exactly what started that.
You also had a couple of brothers involved in an aggravated assault?
I sure did. Friday night, a juvenile was arrested after an argument with a relative turned somewhat violent. Our deputies were dispatched to a home in the north end of the county for a family disturbance. And when they got on scene, they determined that these two brothers, one was an adult, one was a juvenile, had been fighting. The juvenile allegedly retrieved a shotgun, pointed it at the older brother, and threatened to kill him. So after the investigation was done, witnesses were spoken to. The juvenile was arrested for domestic violence battery, domestic violence aggravated assault, and violation of an injunction. He had an injunction on an unrelated party, but that injunction prohibited him from being in possession of a firearm. So he was he allegedly violated the DVI in that respect.
You know, this is a little off track for us, but I just want to ask you your opinion. You and I talk so much, and, you know, I talk with Chip and Mike Wood, and we talk about all these things. You know, anger management, right? I mean, the ability to de-escalate a situation, the ability to manage your emotions, the ability to make, you know, smart decisions in complicated emotional circumstances with difficult people, right? Like yeah, that won't solve the drug and theft-related crimes. But I'm imagining a world in which people get training. You know, they wind up getting taught how to handle these things better. And I know you can't solve everything, but it seems like law enforcement, obviously, you know, it's not necessarily your job to do prevention, but it seems like there would be a benefit if we could somehow get that resource in the hands of people beforehand. You know, like as a preventative. And I mean, maybe this is a hopelessly large task, but you see where my head's at. Is there anything like that? You know, would the kind of people that are going to be a problem be willing to take such instruction to begin with? You know, you get what I'm asking?
I think I do. You know, a great number of the things that you and I speak about every single week are directly related to people's inability to manage and deal with conflict and anger. You know, here just recently we've had several road rage incidents where people point guns in traffic. That is directly related to an inability to handle anger and
right.
A lack of anger management skills. I think certainly anecdotally speaking, I think we're seeing a significant number in our society that are being raised, they are leaving high school, they are becoming adults without without appropriate anger management skills, and we see that, you know, when you have domestic violence cases where a brother points a shotgun at another brother, you know, clearly there is a problem there which likely could result from some type of anger management deficiencies. When we see roommates stabbing other roommates in an argument,
right.
Clearly it's suspect that somebody has anger management difficulty. I think you're on point with your assessment that that is much needed. You know, that is something that begins early on in development. You know, if you're 13 or 14 years old and you've never been exposed to appropriate relationships or appropriate anger management,
right,
it's going to be far, far more difficult for you to function, you know, successfully in society than somebody who, say, had that behavior modeled for him or her for their entire life, their entire development.
And
I think your assessment is spot on, but it is a massive problem that is outside the scope of just law enforcement. It starts in the home, it starts in the schools and the churches, everywhere that has anything to do with the development of children.
You know, ideally, you know, we would get everybody at some point into some kind of, you know, training on how to handle emotions. But I'm even thinking of simple things, you know, like as a parent of three boys, right? Boys fight, okay? It just does. And so maybe even, you know, you guys do PSAs, you know, you guys buy spots and put up billboards, same in Escambia County, you know, lock your doors to keep it yours. You know, maybe if we can distill down some real basic things like, hey, you know, when you're having a fight, take a breath. When you're having a fight, leave the area. You know, like the basic things I taught my boys, like leave the area. You can always just leave. Just leave. You know, like how many crimes, horrific stories, incidents would have been averted if somebody had just taken two breaths and walked around the block, you know? That, like that kind of stuff seems like we might have a chance to make even a small dent at prevention instead of having to work so much on the back end in terms of, you know, punishment, basically. Anyway, that's where our head's at. It seems like something maybe tackleable. That's all I was thinking. In that vein, I did also want to ask you, I guess we had it's National Police Week this week, and I'm trying to make your load lighter. You know, I'm trying to see if we can't, you know, if we could get people to behave and you could come on the radio and be like, no incidents this week. Excellent. It's working. You know, that's my goal. So it is National Police Week this week, though, right?
It sure is. National Police Week is a time to honor and remember those law enforcement officers who you know, made the ultimate sacrifice in the line of duty. It's a time for us to give peer support to each other, to family members who have lost. You know, any time a law enforcement officer is killed in the line of duty, the family suffers tremendously, but so does the agency, and honestly, we as an entire society suffer. You know, so this is certainly an appropriate time for us to reflect on what our nation's law enforcement officers are confronted with every day they go to work, and to just be grateful for the men and women who do serve their communities with honor and courage, and for those who have stepped up to meet that challenge head on. We're just so grateful.
Well, Shane Tucker is Chief Deputy Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. I couldn't agree more. Thank you so much for what you're doing, and always thank you for keeping us informed, sir. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, sir.
And by the way, what I'm looking for next week is your 5-point plan of how you're going to teach everybody anger management. Okay, so you and the sheriff.
I'm on it.
Well, I mean, you know, it sounds insane, but I don't know. Maybe there's a way. Maybe somebody has a creative idea. I'd love to see.
I would go so far as to say if we could institute something like that on a wide scale, we would see a remarkable difference in what we talk about on Mondays.
Right, and that's what got me thinking about it. All of a sudden, I'm like, you know, we talk about it. We talk about these instances. Is there a way we could, I don't know, fix a little bit of this stuff, you know? Shane, man, I appreciate you. Thanks so much. I'll talk to you next week.
Talk to you soon. Thanks.